This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All of you hockey fans, UND hockey fans especially, have to be a little excited about how they fared in Nebraska-Omaha last weekend. Oh my gosh, was it something. Dean Blaze, of course, the longtime coach of the UND hockey team, now coaching at Nebraska-Omaha. Bradbury takes his team down there, and it was two blowouts. A little bit closer on Saturday night, but my gosh. Not... If you know anything about Dean Blaze and how competitive he is, that would not have been a locker room that I would have wanted to be in after either of those games. Incredible. So that's pretty cool. And, of course, we got Clemson, Alabama tonight in college football. And I'm rooting for Clemson just because, you know, Alabama's so dang, you know, so dang good. But we'll see what happens there. We had the Golden Globes last night. We've been talking a little bit about that today on the program. A lot of you... wanting to weigh in, and we'll be doing that as well as we go throughout the program here today. So this hour we're going to chat. We have a legislature today update. We have Chris Berg coming in to talk about whatever you want to talk about. I see some folks still want to talk about the speed limit and Dakota Access, and respond to a call last hour about all the tracks that are in the median, meaning you got to not increase the speed limit, but we have a problem now with the speed limit. And then we're going to talk with Tyler Mason, who's the regional press secretary of the Presidential Inaugural Committee, to talk about what is fast upon us here, and that is the inaugural. So a lot to do on What's on Your Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We thank you for that. Thank you for listening. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Titan Outlet Store. You know what they are all about? Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. So you go buy something at an auction, as an example, it's not guaranteed. You don't know. I mean, you're going to kick some tires and check it out, but you just don't know. When you buy a Titan Outlet Store, you know you have guaranteed iron. And you get the outlet price. Plus, you get 11% off if you tell them Scott and Todd sent you. That's right. You get the special. So that's a great deal. I'm still trying to find a home for that 2013 Wishagate 62, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with the highway tires. The blades measure 29 inches across the unit. Disc scrapers on all the gangs. Now check it out at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com. It's the 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Hero is what you're looking for, the 30-footer. So, yeah, TitanOutletStore.com or call them at 218-233-3700. Jerry Klein is our next guest, Senator Jerry Klein from Fezzenden. A lot of folks in the Fezzenden area knew him as a fine grocer for many, 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 many years. What, 30-plus years?
35 to be exact, yes.
How about that, yeah. He is a graduate of BSc in the University of Mary, and he is on the Industry, Business, and Labor Committee as a chair, and also on the Agriculture Committee. He's the Assistant Majority Leader in the State Senate. How are you today?
Hey, Scott, I'm great. I'm great. A great opportunity to visit with you today. And, Chris, you've left so much fodder there with all the commenters and all the issues they'd like to visit with. You know, when you mentioned the 80 miles per hour, I said, you know, just briefly earlier, I went to Fargo over the weekend. As I'm driving to Fargo Friday afternoon, I called one of my colleagues in the House who serves on the Transportation Committee, and I asked him whether or not we'd already passed the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit because everybody was flying by me at least 80. So, but obviously that hasn't happened yet.
No, I say that's kind of my argument for the thing, just because it's already happening. But, you know, we heard some truckers. It's really interesting because I would have thought it had been wildly popular, honestly. But I don't get the sense that it is. And by the way, if you have questions or comments for Jerry, they're sure welcome here. We love giving legislators a voice. These folks work really hard. I've seen it up close firsthand, and Always appreciate the opportunity to have them on the program and to answer questions that you might have. And we already have one from Paul in Fargo. What's your question about the speed limit, Paul, for Senator Klein?
Hi, Senator.
Hi, good morning.
It's good to talk to you. I really appreciate it. The thing I'd like to say with the speed limit, I know on the show last week they were talking they didn't want to raise the fines for going over the speed limit. We're already doing 80 miles an hour anyway. Why don't we increase the fines, leave the fines at that first 5 mile an hour speed limit, but increase the fines when they start going 10 and beyond, and then take the money that it would cost to replace all the signs and give that to the highway department so they can fill the positions they need to fill.
Well, you know, Paul, you hit on a lot of great thoughts there because it's by the time this is done, and I hate to call it sausage making because I made sausage for many years and we put fine quality product in all our end product. But if we have people who are having that discussion, you know, a lot of people are driving 80. Where should that fine be? If we're driving 80 anyway, why do we want to do this? It's going to have, it's going to be in the Senate, so there's going to be a lot of discussion here, and I don't know. I'm not sure where I'm feeling the discussion is going to go or what amendments will be put on it to make it more palatable amongst some of the members. But we're getting calls both ways. Senator Lafine has done a lot of legwork on this. He's looking for, have there been increased fatalities? Are there more concerns with the public out there? You know, and that, as I often say, it's a maximum. You don't have to drive it. You can drive less, and certainly semis are. And so we have to be cognizant of all that. And I'm not sure where this is all going to land. But
conventional wisdom would probably tell us what Paul's suggesting, to hike the limits, is not something that the legislature is going to be wanting to do. That it just was politically unpopular to raise the rates, and it's sort of just a culture thing. We're not going to have. Rates as high as Minnesota or other neighboring states that have it. Is that accurate? Do you think the mood there is just against raising the fines for speeding, Jerry?
You know, there always is, as you said, conventional wisdom. No one likes it. It's, some would suggest it's a tax, but it's really a penalty that we put on you for not obeying the law.
Right.
I was here when we raised it to 75. And it took a while before we finally got that through, 75 and 65 on the other state highways. But it's a process. Paul's comments were right on. You know, if we go above that, where is that enforcement? Right now, I think we're getting flexibility from the Highway Patrol. It's not, you know, that you can go 76 and not feel like you're going to be arrested. But certainly when we reach a particular point, I have driven on South Dakota highways. Some traffic's really moving, some isn't moving 80, but, you got to drive at your comfort level. And, I may not be old, but my comfort level probably isn't going to be at 80.
Appreciate the call, Paul. I wanted to ask you, we don't have a lot of time today to get into the budget, but what do you want North Dakotans to know? The folks, not only from Pheasant, but all across the state, about what the legislature's, the Republican majority's main mission is when you're done 80 days from now with that budget to look like?
Well, Scott, we've been kicking this back and forth. Last week we lowered our projections, our revenue. We determined that, it's not going to be $53 oil. It's going to be $48 oil. The committee's kind of revised the revenues we need another $284 million. It's not the billion, but, there's money out there. But we haven't even, we're still waiting to hear from the new governor to see where he wants to be, where his revenue is, where his priorities are. Because we've been still kind of, I've been visiting with a few of the appropriations folks on our side. They're listening and getting ready to see if there's something in particular that we need, a direction we need to go. But at the end of the day, once again, funding our priorities and of all the legislators, everyone sometimes has a little bit of a different priority. K-12 for me, long-term care, funding the elderly, the vulnerable. But over the last few years, we've really enhanced a lot of budgets, and those budgets are going to be reduced. And so we need to address the real concerns of the state. We need to get a balanced budget. We've got to be careful. We want to look to the future rather than, Governor Dalrymple's budget may have had some money taken out of a variety of different revenue sources that we have, including the Bank of North Dakota, the Millen Elevator. But we need to be careful so that at the end of the day, we can go home and know that in 2 years, we're not going to be in a position where we're going to be really behind the eight ball.
Look forward to many more chats, keeping tabs on what's happening there, and appreciate your time, Jerry. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you.
Good to chat with Jerry Klein, Assistant Majority Leader from Fezzen in the State Senate, 65th Legislative Assembly, North Dakota. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody, I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them, I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store, tell them Scott sent you.
Farmers, with today's low crop prices, your family can't afford for you to have the wrong farm and ranch policy. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services works with farm and ranch families to protect your livelihood. Call Mark at ND Estate Services, 701-318-0908 to set up a free review. Or simply text Mark your declarations page, 701-318-0908. Protect, preserve, and pass on with Mark, 701-318-0908, or go online to ndestateservices.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at the University of Mary. Yes, the University of Mary, America's leadership university. I am so looking forward to later this month joining Monsignor James Shea Jerome Richter, and a number of students who are going to be leading the March for Life in Washington, D.C. So this annual event where, I forget the numbers, but it's north of 100,000. It's a lot of people. It's the biggest march every year on D.C. And mostly kids. I mean, people of all ages come in, but the youth, which is just fabulous, coming from all over, they have the front banner this year. Shanley did this a few years back. Shanley High School in Fargo and University of Mary's doing it this year. So it's really going to be cool. It really is, and I'll be there and be broadcasting from there. First time I've ever been to a March for Life. Never been there before. So looking forward to tagging along on a historic trip with the folks from the University of Mary. By the way, nurses, classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options. If you are looking to get an advanced degree, find out more at umary.edu/MSN, okay? Part-time, full-time options, an excellent education, and an excellent value, University of Mary. All right. Casey and Mandan, Lauren and Bismarck, Sam and Bismarck waiting to weigh in. Lots of texts as well. Chris Berg joins us from Point of View, 6:30 Point of View. You watch it on KXJB TV in the East. Folks in eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, and out in western North Dakota, West Dakota Fox has it as well. Happy Monday to you, Mr. Berg. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. Happy Monday to you as well, my friend.
So I assume by now you've heard about Meryl Streep's comments about being part of the vilified Hollywood. We're part of the three vilified folks: media, foreigners, and Hollywood. She's just in a she's in a tither, and she's really, really upset about all of this. Now, Donald Trump responded to what she had to say on Twitter. He said, "Meryl Streep, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood, doesn't know me, but attacked me last night at the Golden Globes." I don't know if you heard this, but she brought up some story that was bouncing around during the campaign. Here's a part of that, in case you've missed that.
"This year that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart."
Yeah. Todd, do you want to play that so it sounds a little better? Are you able to play that one?
which part of that was it
show?
Again?
9:10, Rev sent it to you. I don't know, I got this goofy thing going on.
Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah, we got to put a couple extra quarters in your thing over there.
"There was one performance this year that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart."
Actually, Meryl's
not because
better.
"It was good. It was, there's nothing good about it. But it was effective and it did its job. It made its intended audience laugh and show their teeth. It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight
back." I can't take this anymore. Okay, so stop. So she's claiming, you know, that he mocked a reporter and you know, this whole scripted, you know, stuff she's trying to do. Anyway, Trump tweets, "Meryl Streep, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood, doesn't know me, but attacked me last night at the Golden Globes. She is a Hillary flunky who lost big. For the 100th time, I never mocked a disabled reporter. Would never do that. But simply showed him groveling when he totally changed a 16-year-old story that he had written in order to make me look bad. Just more very dishonest media." So who's right here, Meryl Streep or Donald Trump?
So let me share with you my take on that, but I want to get to the point about Meryl Streep's speech that did definitely jump out to me. Look, if you saw what Trump did when he was impersonating the reporter, I mean, do you think that's the right approach for the president of the United States?
Yeah, that's a different argument to me, because he was not mocking somebody who was disabled.
So why
right?
impersonate a disabled reporter? Why do that?
I wouldn't have done it, but my point is just criticize him for that, not something he didn't do. And that's what she was doing.
So she may be labeled it as mock. You know, he might label it as impersonate. The point is, in my opinion, there's no reason for a president to do that. You can obviously say that, hey, the guy's not telling the truth, but I don't think you need to impersonate a person that's disabled, one. But the part that really jumped out to me, there's two things. One is this. Why in the world do we as a society care about what people, they get paid to lie for a living. Their living is made by lying. Why do we as a society care about what these people have to say? That's the thing I will never understand about our culture. And then secondly, the thing that I think she had a great point of, if she would have said it 8 years ago, is, hey, I think it's time for our press to stand up and hold people in power accountable. Where's that been for the last 8 years?
No kidding.
Amen.
And by the way, the media is vilified because they're horrible. They've done a terrible job.
Right.
They completely lost it. There is fake news everywhere. Hollywood, they're in an alternative universe. They're outliers.
They don't represent anything
in the mainstream whatsoever. And foreigners, you know, that other line he said, you're going to kick foreigners. Foreigners are not vilified, for crying out loud. If you come here illegally to do us harm, we're going to treat you like we treat any other criminal. I mean, nobody should have to apologize for that. Meanwhile, how many immigrants are here contributing and treated just fine like neighbors? I mean, the stuff they make up is unbelievable. I guess it shows how weak their dang argument is.
I think it just shows how out of touch they are. I mean, if you look at a map, I mean, there was the great map after the election where it showed, hey, Trump's got better coverage than Verizon because so much of it was red versus, you know, New York City and Los Angeles. And so, you know, they live in their little bubble. If that's what they want to do, that's fine. But clearly, they are completely out of touch with, you know, middle America, which is us. And thank God, most of middle America, most of us, obviously don't care what these people say. Remember what De Niro came out after Trump? All these people that lie for a living did, and clearly nobody cared.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay, so Casey Mandan, share your take. What's on your mind? Casey, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind,
Morning.
Sir?
Morning. I was wondering if you could recall when this pipeline trouble first started, who it was or when it was that the Sheriff's Department, Morton County Sheriff's Department, got called in. Happen to recall.
Well, 152 days is the ticker I use, and I believe we tied that to Morton County's first response on some activity down near the encampment.
Okay.
It was August.
So then the pipeline is the one that called the Morton County Sheriff.
I don't know that. I don't know if it was somebody that lived out there. I don't know if it was. Yeah, I don't.
Well, what I'm getting at is, we did, Morton County Sheriff did that pipeline, and I believe that the pipeline should come across with some money for all the law enforcement been down there since.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I believe, Chris, when you interviewed the CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, didn't you ask him that very question?
If he was going to pay for it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there'd be a contribution to the effort, right?
We've had that conversation, and speaking about Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer is going to join us tonight on Point of View, as you mentioned, on KX4, 6:30 p.m. or West Dakota Fox at 10:30 tonight.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, my man. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. A few more calls coming up here. Sam and Bismarck, Lauren and Bismarck. Plus, we're going to tell you about the inaugural.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Meryl was right there. She might have got a little confused. I believe there was a bunch of them Hollywooders that were going to leave if Donald got elected. Not being thrown out, but we're going to leave. I'm still waiting for them to leave. It would be a great day. I would love to see some U-Haul trucks pulling up to their houses and heading north. Anyway, have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, good morning. My personal opinion is, you know, let her go, Haiti. You know, if you want to burn up the gas, well, your car has to go for it, you know. I'd probably do it myself a little bit, but my main question is, what's the insurance industry think about this here? You know, they regulate a lot of our lives. Thanks. Have a good
Scott. Using your logic, they should legalize murder in Chicago because everybody's doing it.
Well, I agree. There are
kind of is already, right?
Way too many murders in Chicago. It's not the same percentage of the folks that are exceeding the speed limit on the interstates. But I take your point. It's not normally a good angle, but I think if everybody's doing it, you clearly have an enforcement issue, and then should you just up it to the speeds that are, you know, appropriate for the interstates? I don't know. They were designed for 100 miles an hour. The federal interstate system was designed for 100 miles an hour. The question on insurance was a good one from another caller, and I know Lonnie Lafine is gathering all kinds of data, and I don't understand this, but evidently where the on the highways where the speed limit is higher, the accident rates are lower. I'll repeat that. Where the speed limits are higher, the accident rates are lower on interstates. So you're going to be hearing lots of data on this. We'll continue to debate it. I appreciate it all very much. More of What's On Your Mind continues, brought to you by PetroServe USA today, helping America fuel better by connecting the oil fields of North Dakota with the farm fields of North Dakota and giving you choice at the pump. 4 for $4 all day, every day is my best deal. It's the best one I can give you, folks. It is the personal pan pizza. It's the hot stuff. Really good. It's the 20-ounce drink and two cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Taylor Mason is our next guest. He's the regional press secretary for the Presidential Inaugural Committee. And we're going to chat with him, and then we'll wrap up with your calls, questions, and comments on Meryl Streep and speeding and DAPL and anything else on your mind today on What's On Your Mind. Taylor, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, good. I don't know how many people are coming from North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, where we have listeners to the inaugural, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a big number, given the fact that for much of this campaign leading up to the election, you had a lot of people just engaged in a way that they really hadn't been engaged before. You know, I was at church yesterday, as I hope lots of folks were, a church of their choice, and a fellow pulled up to me next in the pew. Literally right after I sat down in church and just said, I have to tell you, I've been listening to your radio program and the radio station more in the last 6 months than I ever have, specifically to make sure I know what's going on, to be informed. I'm very happy with what happened, and I feel like I have to keep this going. I can't just make it a campaign thing. But I said, he said to me, I'm almost embarrassed because I really never did it before. I didn't pay attention. And I said, look, you're not alone. Don't apologize. So many people are new to the process because I think of what Donald Trump brought to politics, not just the Republican Party, politics in general, public service in the United States. So I bet you're going to have quite the grassroots inaugural. Do you have any idea what to expect for numbers?
Well, yeah, we're expecting well over a million people to come from not just all across the country, but all over the world to help celebrate this peaceful transfer of power. And, you know, we're excited. You're exactly right when you talked about Donald Trump has really engaged the true American that's out there. He talked the way that you and I talk, and he talked about the issues that's important to Americans, and that's bringing jobs back to this country. And that's kind of the theme of this inauguration. This is not a coronation like we've seen in the past. You're not going to see the 12 inaugural balls or the 6-hour parade. You're going to see a shorter parade, about an hour and a half, that's going to really honor military members and highlight diversity in our nation. And you're going to see 3 inaugural balls. One of those is exclusively for members of military families and first responders. So this is definitely a different theme than we've seen in the past, but it's something that I think highlights the promise that was made to a lot of Americans across this country, was that we're going to focus on bringing jobs back to this country.
Well, that's great. That's a great run-through on how this inaugural will be different than other inaugurals. And I didn't know, for instance, one of the 3 balls, so you're down to 3 rather than 12, which is great. I did go to one of the balls one time, and it was like, really, this is a big deal? I mean, it's just, you know, people in, like, penguin suits, and other than that, not a lot of fun. You know, I mean, I just don't, it's so stuffy, you can't even believe it. So it's great to hear that, you got 3, and one of them is, you said, for military families and first responders, huh?
Yeah, so the one thing that, honestly, I'm the most excited about is this inauguration, the underlying theme is paying respect to those who sacrificed and served. And we're going to be starting out on Thursday, which has never been done before by any president, is laying a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. So we're starting off our inaugural ceremonies by honoring those who served and sacrificed, and then we're going to move into our welcome rally that's free to attend, free tickets for anybody that wants to come, and that's where we're going to see more of this highlighting diversity and celebrating unity. And that's what this is. So the election process, I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, was bitter, and we're looking to get over that. And it's time to unite as a country, unite as people around the one thing that should excite everybody, and that's getting America back to work. And that's what we're going to focus on.
And by the way, Meryl Streep didn't get the memo, just so you know.
Well, you know, a lot of those Hollywood types are not going to be attending our celebration. So
there's another reason to come to Washington, D.C. keep them coming. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How about that, though? I mean, there is always obviously, incredible entertainment. So tell us a little bit about how folks will be entertained throughout the inaugural.
For sure. Well, like I said, we are going to have representatives from every branch of the military, from every state across the country. So you're going to see the Marine Corps band and things like that. In addition to that, we're going to see talent from all across the country representing different backgrounds. I know that we announced the Talladega College out of Alabama, which is a historically black college or university, is going to be coming. And that's drawn some criticism, but we're really excited for them to attend. We're going to be having groups that really represent every different background from across this country. And that's something that the president-elect cares a lot about. It's highlighting diversity, but celebrating unity. And that's something that we're going to focus on. And it's going to be highlighted all through the different performers throughout the entire inauguration. We'll be announcing more of the big name entertainment that's going to be performing at the concert later this week, so we might have to come back on the show and give you an update when that happens.
You know, I've only been to one inaugural. It was for George W. Bush in the midterm, his second run, and I brought a son and who was, I don't know, 9, 10, 11 at the time, and his buddy and my wife, and we had a great time. I was working, so I was doing the show, but they got a chance to see it, and we had a friend in the Bush administration, got us tickets. We actually were sitting down, and My favorite part of that story is I found out, I didn't know in advance, but when I got there, I'm sitting next to Bob Beckwith. And Bob Beckwith was the retired firefighter that stood on that pile of rubble with George W. Bush in 2001 at Ground Zero. And so it was just sort of different people that were important, obviously, to the president. It was really neat to be, have the honor to sit next to a hero like that. But I remember just looking around, and it was just a sea of people. I mean, if somebody right now is listening saying, I want to be part of this, I want to do this, can anybody come? Do you have to have a ticket? I mean, talk about what you can do to take in the inaugural.
Of course, like I said, in the past you've seen this as like a celebrity-studded red carpet event, and that's not what this is for President-elect Trump. This is a celebration for the people. So your listeners, if they're listening right now, they can go to 58PIC2017.org and request information on getting tickets. The majority of these events, like the swearing-in and the parade and other things, the welcome celebration, are all free to attend. A lot of them you just need a free ticket, which you can go to our website and request. And that's exactly what this is. This is about refocusing and focusing on the people. And that's what the president-elect is focusing on. And we want to make sure that people in North Dakota or Montana or Minnesota know that they're a part of this administration just as much as the president-elect is. And it's really important that we put the priority on the people who are working every day to make this country what it is. So that's what we're going to be focusing on, these first responders, these veterans, these military folks, and the people that are working every day all across this country.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So say that website again that folks can check out, 58PIC.
58PIC2017.org. And you can also follow us on any social media account where we'll be putting information in. That is Trump Inaugural on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all of that. So we'll be announcing more performers and whatnot within the next week or so.
All right. I'll share something on our social media, too, so you got that, folks, and can take it in. I encourage folks to do it. It's really something to see. It is. Anybody said to me, should I go? I said, go. You got it. Especially if you've never been to one, never seen one. I mean, that is like you say, to celebrate the awesome, peaceful transfer of power. We do it better than anybody in the world, right here. So it's really something to see. Do you expect, we hear about some protests the day after, whatnot. I mean, obviously there's great security and all that's taken care of. But what are you anticipating different from any other inaugural in the way of the protests or anything?
Well, yeah, we definitely, people have their First Amendment right to protest, and we appreciate that they're going to be using their First Amendment right. We're also going to be using our First Amendment right to celebrate this peaceful transfer of power. So that's something you can look for. And when it comes to security, we've been working with the Department of Homeland Security, Secret Service, and the Joint Task Force to make sure that security is put at the utmost priority here. So if you're coming to Washington, D.C. to celebrate this peaceful transfer of power, don't worry, you're in good hands with the Department of Homeland Security, the Joint Task Force, and all that. So we're excited about this celebration, and that's what we're going to focus on here at the Presidential Inaugural Committee.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Taylor, thanks a bunch. Look forward to learning more as we get closer to things, and appreciate the update very much. Historic day, not far away. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Taylor Mason, Regional Press Secretary of the Presidential Inaugural Committee, with some good info there for you. I'm hoping some of you said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. We're brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache, not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about, you know. And I've been talking about this electronic drift management system is something you ought to think about. Because, right now, with prices where they are, everything makes a difference. It does. And this drift management system on the Apache allows you to select your droplet size, keep that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling, okay? And it's windy here, so this makes a lot of sense. They also have the ET Ag Center on site, so when you have a Apache sprayer or any other sprayer, need a part, need it quick, they have it. You don't have to wait for it, pay for shipping, any of that. They've got it right there. Everything you could possibly imagine, any make, any model, they have them. In Mandan, across from Bonanza, exit 60 south of Fargo, High Plains Apache, your home for Apache sprayers.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinod's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Jarlhamn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Morning. If you have a burglar at your house and you call law enforcement, should the homeowner have to pay for it or should the criminal? Since we're going to talk about paying for law enforcement, I think the lawbreaker should have to pay for the law enforcement down by the pipeline. Have a good day.
Yeah, something called restitution would be required, right? If someone comes and breaks into my home, steals a television set. They're apprehended, and the television set is destroyed or sold off to somebody else. They have to pay restitution. So there is an element of that. Now, most of the individuals arrested probably don't have the ability to go after them, but on the other end, you can do things with their job. I think the larger issue is, I honestly believe, it sounds to me, we're in the early stages of recognition by the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and the leaders and other Native American tribes in the state that this went way farther than they would have liked it to go. Now, they're always going to return to the argument of protecting the water. That's fine. We all want to protect the water so nobody has any disagreement there, right? Or honoring the earth. Okay, that's part of their culture. I understand that completely. Now, but I think if you had an honest conversation with people, they'd say, you know, hey, some really bad actors came in, took over, and it was bad. Who's responsible for that? Whoever sent out the party invites, right? Whoever sent out the party, it's sort of like, all right, I sent out the party invites and I hope some, you know, neighbors come and all of a sudden the hockey team shows up. Game over, right? Well, guess what? They're culpable. They absolutely are. That's why Governor Jack Dalrymple, when asked by me in a press conference if they would be held responsible and should financially pay, said yes. Now, if I'm Doug Burgum, the governor, and I'm trying to get a whole reboot going here and to reestablish a relationship, I'm not going to go, here's your dang bill, you better pay it. You know, but I think ultimately there needs to be a recognition that, all right, we're rebuilding this, and part of rebuilding this is, you know, you need to pay. Because I've heard even, honestly, you know, top law enforcement officials say there needs to be a recognition that there was wrongdoing here, and there needs to be some sort of accountability for it as well. So people, you know, all believe that. So good point. Another call on the speed limit. Go ahead and roll that one, Todd.
Yeah, Scott, I am not in favor of your 80 mile an hour speed limit. I am a truck driver, and I drive 63 miles an hour all day long. My truck can go faster than that, but we don't need to go any faster than that.
All right, trucker that is not in favor of that. And I've heard other truckers as well, even though he's saying he can go that fast, but just not a good idea. Lauren in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Lauren.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. I am also a truck driver. Now, in reference to Mr. Meridian, I couldn't believe that, but as high up as truck drivers sit, we can actually look down in every single vehicle that passes us. Now, I would be willing to bet a dime to a dollar that the majority of these people that run off the road, it's because they're busy looking at their phone. Now, I see that constantly. I even see truck drivers doing it, and I admonish them, and they tell me to shut up and mind my own business. But safety is everybody's business. Now, it like I said, it just amazes me. I see women putting on makeup, changing clothes, and it's kind of like, really? You're in the car, do what you're supposed to do. Keep it one direction and keep it safe.
All right, all good stuff, good advice, and we appreciate those truckers out there. We don't eat if truckers aren't on the road, right? I mean, think of about darn near every supply you see in a store that you need, it comes thanks to a trucker transporting it. So, and they're on the road living the life, you know, that is not exactly one that's 8 to 5 and home for supper kind of deal. So appreciate you, Lauren. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Sam Bismarck. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. Sam, are you there?
Yes. Thank you for taking me a call.
Sure thing. What's on your mind?
I would like to weigh in on the speed limit. And 75 is way fast enough because you've got lawbreakers going 80 and 85. And if you put it up to 80, they're going to go 80 and 90, you know.
And so that's one thing I think you hear from law enforcement quite often. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They say some of the same things you do, Sam. Appreciate that. Wyatt and Steele, last one of the day. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, Scott, thanks for having me on it. Well, thinking out of the box. Why don't we adapt the policy on those fines where the fine is what it is in their home state? And hopefully they'll do the same.
All right, another good point. A lot of wisdom in that, Steele. A few texters here. The last thing I need is a lecture on values from Hollywood or Washington, D.C. Another, quite frankly, I'm sick of these stars abusing their platform to degrade conservative Americans. Stick to the movies and shut the yapper. I like it. Another, I like it when celebrities talk leftist politics. That way I know who to boycott. Why would you not want to know who to support with your time and hard-earned money? Good point. Another texter, I'd like to thank Governor Burgum and the family and friends for showing up for the departure of the 136th CSSB North Dakota National Guard unit heading for Afghanistan, of which my son is a first sergeant. Godspeed indeed. Thank you so much for that. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Have you bought one yet? Come on. Mike Lindell, by the way, he'll be at the inaugural. Big Donald Trump supporter. Donald Trump saw him on TV, invited him into the Trump Tower, and they got to be pretty good friends. Donald Trump was all curious about the cross. Tell me how you start wearing the cross. And now they're buddies. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott to get the four-pack. $99.98 for four pillows. Two of them, the premium pillows, two travel pillows. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. On us today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you've got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.